Leading packaging manufacturer Tuffy, the South African Plastics Recycling Organization and Plastics South Africa have joined forces in supporting the release of the annual South African Plastics Recycling Survey. This edition reflects on plastic recycling outcomes in 2019. The report itself is authored by Plastics SA. Plastic recycling is not only environmentally friendly, but actually serves as a contributor to economic growth and supporting livelihoods. Well, to share some of the report's findings with us, I'm joined on the line by Johan Conradi. He's the chairperson of the South African Plastics Recycling Organization. Thank you very much for joining us, Johan. So according to the report, some 500,000 tons of plastic waste was collected for recycling. When you disaggregate this number, what sort of plastic waste are we talking about?
Hi, number. What sort of plastic waste? That basically, anything made out of plastic is being recycled these days. There are a number of products that are not that popular or doesn't have much value to it. But South Africa has quite an intricate and a well-developed recycling industry. If you look at somewhere like the US, some of their plastic recycling rates are at 4% for certain types of packaging. And for exactly the same thing in South Africa, you would find a recycling rate of upwards of 40%.
Now, in terms of
what's been happening,
in terms of the plastic recycling effort in the period, what contribution did that make to bringing down carbon dioxide emissions?
Well, we know that recycled plastic has a 70% lower carbon footprint than what you would get for using virgin polymers. So, yeah, for every ton of recycled plastic that you use, you're reducing the amount of carbon footprint by 70% than compared to what Virgin would have done on new plastics.
Is the plastic recycling effort better or stronger in your more industrial provinces in the country? Is there far more scope in the country for us to do a whole lot better?
What we see is that on the collection side, it is well distributed throughout the country. But for the actual recycling process that you need, the grinding and washing and sorting and that kind of thing that our members do, you need volume. So most of that is concentrated in the major provinces. Gauteng, Western Cape, the Eastern Cape is doing quite well over the last few years in growing their risk rates as well.
So as I mentioned in the introduction, while recycling aids in humanity doing its bit to cut down on carbon emissions, it also presents an opportunity for people to make money, like the recycling guys or the waste pickers. Do we have any idea how helpful this type of activity is in terms of them being able to put something on the table?
Personally, I think that it's actually an amazing story to be told. The one thing about collecting waste, and that's not just plastic, that's metal, glass, anything else,
is
that there are no barriers to entry. So you don't need the job, you don't need any official ID, you don't need anything. You can basically wake up in the morning and say to yourself, look, I need to put something on the table today. I lost my job yesterday or the day before. You can start collecting scrap. And because we've got such a well-developed demand side in South Africa, which is the envy of many other countries, and that's specifically where companies like Tuffy come in so strongly, is that because their refuse bags and the carrier bags that they produce are made out of recycled plastic produced in South Africa, and they are then recyclable again, that creates the demand, which means, and we all know that demand creates value, and in the end, value drives recycling.
Yes. You talk about a figure of over 2 billion rand being contributed to the informal economy. Please expand.
Well, that sounds about right. If you think 500,000 tons and the average price that's being paid is around 4 rand, 4 rand 50 a kg, for some products it's higher, for some might be a bit lower, then we can easily talk about most likely even more. And that's just on the informal side. Then we're not talking about the formal processes that are happening within the recycling industry itself, you know, mechanical recyclers and so on.
Yeah. So what advice can you give to households about how they can do their part to help in the area of plastic recycling or any other recycling for that matter? Because, you know, there still seems to be that situation where people just chuck everything in one bag and they're not really conscious about the importance of separation of waste.
there's a lot of work being done and a lot of talk always about the supply side economics of the industry. And if you look at things like, as you say, the separation at source, that is important. But I think the most important thing that anybody can do at this stage is to go out to their brand owners and their retailers and look at the packaging and see, in the first place, is it recyclable?
Mm.
That means, can it then be recycled? But more importantly, does it also include a bit of recycled content in there? Because, again, it goes back to that demand story. If there isn't demand for the plastic, we can collect as much as we want from households. It's got nowhere to go. And we all know that supply-side economics and doesn't really do anything in this kind of case. You need the demand side of things, and Economics 101 tells you that if somebody wants it, somebody else, and is willing to pay for it, then somebody else will step in and supply the labor and the effort.
Yeah. Was there any other thing in the report that was inspiring for you?
Inspiring?
What was it that you took away from the report? Yeah.
Well, I think the one thing that I took away from the most recent report is the carrier bag industry during this period that's under review. Moved from virgin plastic to recycled plastic. And there we can really congratulate the big retailers like Pick n Pay and ShopRite, who have done their bit and have started that demand cycle to say, let's not use it. A carrier bag doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to look perfect. Mm. It doesn't have to be the prettiest thing in the world. If it can contribute to cleaning up the environment, then that's the prettiest thing it can do. And we've got to congratulate them on the work that they've done there and give them credit. And you see that in the numbers as well. If you look at very specific types of plastic, you can see the growth that's come from those actions.
Excellent. Johan, thank you very much for your time, sir. That was Johan Conradie. He's the chairman of the South African Plastics Recycling Organization.